The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the news show. It's a brand new month. Oh, indeed. It's the 2nd of December, meaning 23 days till Christmas, 2019. We got all the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend. There wasn't much of it, but it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Yes, tis the season for a bunch of advertisements that look like news, but they're not really news. Hence, yes, I'm sorry, the pickings are a little slim today. But we're going to start off with the EU and Google, and you know where this is going? Yeah, they're not happy again. If you thought they were all done with Google, well, you thought wrong. Yes, European antitrust regulators are still not done looking into Google's things. At least that's what the European Commission is saying. Now, of course, they did not go into any details, but there has been a few documents that have leaked out, and they are indicating that they're focusing on local search ads. This includes ad targeting, by the way, sign-in services, and web browsers. And apparently, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Now, of course, just because they're investigating doesn't mean they're going to file an antitrust case, but more than likely, they probably will. That's usually how these things end up. So I'm sure we got a lot more fun and games to look forward to between the EU and Google in 2020. Hey, let me let you in on a little secret. Windows 10? Yeah, you can still upgrade it for free. I know, we all heard that Windows, you've got a limited time. You gotta do it now. You better do it now. And because of that Microsoft peer pressure, a lot of us went in there and said, upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. Because it's free, free, free. Well, you're gonna be surprised to learn that 5 years after the launch of Windows 10, yeah, you can still probably get it for free. That's, of course, if you're stuck on, say, Windows 7 or Windows 8 point da-da-da-da-da. All you gotta do, yeah, grab that media creation tool on your Windows 7 or 8 da-da-da-da machine, and you'll still be able to climb up to Windows 10. And it won't cost you any shillings whatsoever, or pennies, or rubles, or whatever your currency is. And just in case you're wondering, yeah, it is a loophole, and Microsoft, yeah, they don't really care about it. In fact, one of Microsoft's former employees, which I guess who wants to remain anonymous, pretty much has stated that, yeah, the cat's out of the bag. The whole free upgrade for a year was a whole marketing ploy. It was really only those brick-and-mortar stores that actually had to pay for a license. You, on the other hand, yep, you still could get that upgrade at no additional cost. Though I will say this, how long it'll stay this way, nobody knows. And finally, PlayStation 5. I know, we're a whole year away from it. That doesn't mean we can't talk about it, right? I mean, we do the same thing with Apple. But now we got a little idea of what this console's gonna look like, and it looks pretty damn futuristic. Yeah, some new images of the alleged PlayStation 5 prototype have been seen on the interwebs. And if rumors are to be true, some game developers have already got their hands on an early prototype as well. Yeah, there was a couple of photos, or at least renderings, of the PS5 development kits that were actually posted on Twitter on November 30th, showing out the design matches, patented images, all this sort of goody stuff from Sony. Now, we all know development kits usually don't look like anything in the end as the finished product. Though we are hearing from reliable sources this actually could be the finished thing. Everything else is just hardware tweaking. Now, we do know some features are going to be coming because Sony's teased us with it. Solid-state hard drives are one of those for faster loading times. That's kind of a no-brainer nowadays, right? Ray tracing graphics with 8K resolution is another thing to look forward to. And that backwards compatibility with PlayStation 4 games, which is, wonderful. Unfortunately, we're going to be drooling from this Christmas till the next Christmas. Yep, all indications, December 2020 is when this thing will be hitting the shelves. One of those stories that no one else is listening to, well, by golly, send it to us. We probably will listen, especially when we get news days like this. You can send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our official website, too, for all of our podcasts and so much more at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, that is powered by those lovely, fine folks over there at TSO Host. We absolutely love them. We think you're going to love them, too. If you're looking for great, reliable web hosting, give them a try today at tsohost.com. Check out our Facebook page at British Tech Network. You can give us a follow on Twitter as well at British Tech. And hey, why don't you come by our Slack room and join us in our BTN community? Lots of fun happening over there, so come join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Well, I am planning on trying to get you a show out tomorrow. It all depends on the weather. As many of you know, this show is recorded in the Philippines, and as I look to the east right now, we got a major typhoon heading for us. So as long as the power stays on, as long as the internet stays on, we'll have a show. And if there's no power or no internet, then yeah, no show. We shall see how the next 24 hours goes. Until then, have a fantastic Monday today. Let's start the week off right. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.